Mankind has reached a point in time when it is no longer practical to concern ourselves solely with a single species or individual populations that are threatened or endangered. Alarming rates of habitat destruction and continued negative impacts to the biota resulting from human activities are demanding that we now concentrate our efforts on understanding and preserving entire ecosystems. The genetic and biological diversities existing on the Earth today were produced as the result of several million years of evolution, and no single component can ever be recovered once it has passed into extinction. We have not yet completed the task of identifying and classifying all of the unique organisms that exist on this planet, and we still do not completely understand the complex relationships that exist between them. Yet we have been directly responsible for extirpating numerous species of plants and animals. In the 17th century, Charles Darwin recognized that extinction and speciation are natural events in the evolutionary process. Unfortunately, the rate of extinction has been greatly accelerated in recent history by the uncontrolled activities of a single animal, Homo sapiens. As biological diversity and environmental quality decline, so does our quality of life. The director of the Smithsonian Institute, Thomas Lovejoy, once said, "Conservation is sometimes perceived as stopping everything cold, as holding whooping cranes in higher esteem than people. It is up to science to spread the understanding that the choice is not between wild places or people. Rather, it is between a rich or an impoverished existence for man." The Threatened and Endangered Species Information Institute, also known as TESI, was founded in December 1992 as a nonprofit organization for the charitable, scientific, and educational purposes of encouraging the development and application of advanced techniques in research, education, and management to threatened and endangered, also known as T&E, species preservation. Sharing a common belief that knowledge and understanding are the key components in solving the escalating extinction crisis, the founders of TESI established an organization with the primary mission of collecting information concerning T&D species and making it available to educators, researchers, natural resource managers, and the general public. The first and most obvious step required to accomplish this mission was to begin collecting all available information about T&D species from any reliable source. Fortunately, this enormous undertaking was greatly simplified when a private company specializing in the creation and management of environmental databases donated its vast collection of information resources concerning T&D species. The donated materials provided by Biodata Incorporated form the basis for establishing the TESI Library. Biodata has been compiling environmental databases and providing information management services to government agencies, private companies, and universities since 1989. As a result of these activities, a large resource library of information concerning T&D species accumulated. In a spirit of cooperation and public service, Biodata donated these materials to the Institute for the common good. The TESI Library was created by a group of professional biologists and concerned environmentalists, recognizing the need to establish a national clearinghouse for information about threatened and endangered T&D species. Each of them shares the common experience and associated frustrations of searching for reliable, up-to-date information about T&D species. Anyone attempting this task faces the inevitability of spending enormous amounts of time and energy contacting numerous organizations or multiple offices within each organization and dealing with a wide variety of individuals that very often do not understand the request and are unable to assist in locating the information. Once the information is located, it's often available only on certain types of computer data transfer media, in digital formats that are incompatible with personal computers or database management systems, and with limited technical user support. Information available on the correct media and in the necessary format is often too expensive for most users because each office is attempting to recover the added expenses for providing these additional services. The primary objective of the TESI Library is to provide easy and economical access to a central, single source of information concerning T&D species. Creating a centralized library also provides an opportunity to establish and maintain data standards and operational consistencies that are difficult to attain when information resources are distributed among numerous agencies and individual offices. Obviously, the ultimate success of this strategy will depend upon the full cooperation of everyone involved. Using a centralized library as a clearinghouse for T&D data is also more cost-effective by allowing the operational expenses to be shared among the participants and eliminating duplication and redundancy. Field biologists are able to concentrate their efforts on what they do best, conducting biological field investigations and gathering information. They are no longer forced to spend valuable time and effort to perform computer operations, data administration, and database management functions. These tasks can be performed by a staff of personnel specially trained to manage the information according to the biologist's needs and standard practices. TESI then began a deliberate and perpetual effort to acquire, evaluate, and catalog any information available concerning T&D species. As a standard operating procedure, any information obtained is first evaluated and verified for consistency by qualified biologists to ensure its accuracy and quality before being cataloged and added to the library. An electronic database of literature citations referencing all of the materials contained in the library is being compiled to allow interested users to perform automated search and query functions to quickly locate needed information. Many historical documents, including the Endangered Species Technical Bulletins produced by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, have been electronically scanned to provide a historical reference to T&D species information in digital form. One of the long-range goals of the Institute is to eventually convert all of the library documents into digital electronic records that can be accessed from an electronic bulletin board service from any location in the world. Spatial or geographically referenced data are also being integrated into the cadre of information resources in the library. These databases provide the basic information required for statistical trend analyses and predictive modeling that will enable us to visualize patterns of species endangerment or declines in biological diversity. This is the first critical step in identifying and prioritizing populations and associated habits of critical environmental concern, where additional studies and management activities are necessary to reduce or eliminate further declines. The next logical step in this process will be to identify environmental problems at the ecosystem level while developing a systems approach to research and management that transcends geopolitical boundaries. As a simplified example, land and wildlife management efforts in the past have often viewed soil components in terms of their physical characteristics alone, and evaluated their relationships to important economic considerations like soil erosion potentials or properties relating to water resources. Many soil ecologists today are looking at soils from the systems approach in terms of energy flows and nutrient cycles relating to the various populations of microorganisms inhabiting the soil component of the ecosystem. Using this approach is revealing impacts from human activities that were previously unknown and quite unimaginable. One study suggests that the lint falling from the clothes of visitors walking along a trail in an underground cavern and accumulating in the soil has significantly affected the microorganisms living there. Creating common understanding based upon consistent and readily available information is critical for guiding public opinion and establishing the legislative and management efforts necessary to conserve these invaluable natural resources. Fragmented, uncoordinated, and often redundant efforts to collect, analyze, and distribute important information has always been ineffective and extremely expensive. The current information revolution is providing the tools and technical capabilities necessary to realize the goals set forth by the TESI Institute. The only remaining critical element necessary to ensure the success of the Institute's mission is the cooperation and support of legislators, government agencies, environmental organizations, private enterprise, and the general public. Working together, we can surely make a difference and set in motion a dynamic process of learning and understanding our natural environment that will enable us to minimize or mitigate the negative impacts we suffer upon it. The funds necessary to establish the Tessie Institute and all of the work performed to create and manage the library have been provided solely by the founders of the Institute and volunteer workers. Tessie is a nonprofit organization and does not currently receive any government funds or private grants to support its activities. Limited voluntary contributions from private individuals and businesses have been received to support special educational projects, but additional financial support is necessary if continued development of the library and other crucial activities are to continue. If you are interested in obtaining additional information about the Tessie Institute or helping to support our continued efforts, please contact us at Threaten and Endangered Species Information Institute, 13950 West 20th Avenue, Golden, Colorado. Telephone area code 303-278-0956. Fax area code 303-277-1811.